Good evening, guys. Welcome to this free traffic intensive number three. This one's going to revolve around social media. The first two that I talked about revolved around natural search engine optimization, and we managed to get some good content from Jeff Johnson and from Mike Liebner. Now, tonight I recruited two gentlemen that I've literally known only for about, I'd probably say about 2 weeks now. And what really attracted me to these guys was that they came out with a product a few months ago that was unique to the internet marketing world, and it was about social media. And one of the things about social media is that, you know, you see a lot of products about, you know, making money with Twitter, making money with other social media venues where you can literally siphon off customers and prospects onto your own list. But what made these guys different was that they're actually real, because you can clearly see when other guys are creating and selling social media products when they, you know, they have no idea what they're doing. And I'll kind of share, you know, what to watch for when you're buying a social media product. But tonight what I want to do is I want to welcome Robert Grant and Ian David Chapman. But before I do actually formally introduce those guys, I just need to clear up just a few little household items before we go into tonight's traffic strategies seminar. If you got an email earlier from me this afternoon, just a quick reminder that Mark Ling has launched Afiliorama Premium 2010. You can access it by going to, you can access my bonuses for this by going to www.coolcashezine.com/Afiliorama. Mark is only offering $1 to test it out for 7 days. And for the people who do go through my affiliate link to test it out for 7 days, not only do you get the bonuses on that page, I'm also going to send you free access to tonight's transcript of the call tonight, and I can guarantee you it's going to be a doozy. And there's also going to give you access to a one-hour bonus follow-up boot camp webinar that will be completely focused on what we're going to be talking about tonight with Ian and Robert. And you know, once you do that, simply join Affiliate Premium 2010, test it out for 7 days. If it looks great, stick with it. It's only $47 a month after that. If it's not, cancel before then. And there's no commitment. So simply send your receipt to GoHer at paperclickformula.com, and you're all set to go there. Free traffic updates. The webinar from Free Traffic Intensive number 2 with Mike Lieber is now posted on my personal blog at GoHerChaudhry.com. So make sure that if you missed that replay that you do go out and check that one out. Also, Jeff Johnson's, Underground Training Lab opens tomorrow on November the 25th. Watch for my email for my ridiculous bonuses for that if you're interested in joining Jeff Johnson's training materials. Once again, why free traffic? I've invited a number of free traffic specialists to cover free traffic methods over the next few weeks. So like I said at the beginning of this presentation, this is free traffic intensive number 3. Which is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Facebook tonight. Now, just from a show of hands, I just want to make sure that everybody can see my screen, because some people are saying that their screen is black. Can everybody see my screen okay? Just put up your hand if you can see my screen. Robert, Ian, can you see my screen clearly?
Yeah,
I can see it fine.
Okay, perfect. Everybody seems to be able to see my screen perfectly. I don't know why some people can't. If you can't see my screen or you're not getting any audio, it sounds like you're having technical difficulties on your side. So who is Robert Grant and Ian David Chapman? Like I said, I didn't know these guys literally about a month ago. We were introduced through a mutual friend. And I soon discovered that these guys are social media mavericks, and they've managed to generate 350,000 followers on Facebook alone in just a few niches. Robert and Ian, could you guys introduce yourself to everybody who's on the webinar tonight? Just give a little bit of background about who you guys are and what you've been able to accomplish with social media, and specifically with Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, thank you very much for having us on here. And to give you a little bit of background, I got started on Facebook specifically about, 15 to 16 months ago, a little over a year and a half. And I didn't know anything what I was doing. I'd gone and left my job working at a recruitment company. I was very well paid, but extremely stressed doing what it was that I was doing, and I decided to go and pursue my passion, and which was personal development. I got onto Facebook, and I was lucky for one reason. I mean, I got started, advertised a group on Facebook, grew it out to about a few hundred people. Then I started doing teleseminars and grew out my following, got to a certain stage, and couldn't get any further. And I was sort of asked a question that has helped me get very far in life very quickly in the different areas that I've ever worked in. And I found somebody who's already got incredible results. And I was lucky enough to go and meet Ian. Ian had spent sort of literally hundreds, if not thousands, of hours on Facebook, testing every marketing strategy you could dream of. He was part of a number of high-profile social media launches. And I asked him to go and teach me. And Ian, being a very thorough and patient person, asked me to go and read through the Facebook terms and conditions, at which point I told him to, I politely told him to go to hell. I asked him for the no patience person's guide to sort of fast results now. and he sort of pointed me in the right direction.
Did you know Ian? Did you know Ian before this, Robert?
No, I kind of freaked the guy out and just like literally got hold of his Skype number. I saw him on Facebook. I used to be a headhunter. I was like one of the top headhunters in the world. So I just kind of dived straight in there, and I was like, hey. And he was just a bit taken aback. He was this sort of random human being diving into my Skype contacts and asking to partner with me. It was like, slow down, man, slow down. So that's how we got started. And, you know, following his advice, literally, I exploded my business and my following. Straight away, I started doing affiliate marketing that got me a four-figure income month after month consistently. I applied his strategies, and then, you know, since then it's gone from like four to five to six figures. And what can I tell you? The one thing that drove me mad about him was that he was like blogging the whole time and giving all these strategies away for free. So this like this weird human being, Robert, kind of contacts Ian, says, you know, Willie, do you want to be my business partner? And the next thing I ask him to stop blogging. And he's just met me sort of 5 minutes ago. And I said, Ian, you have to put this into a course. And, you know, he reluctantly agreed to kind of stop some of his blogging and put like the golden stuff into the course. And we did. And very quickly, we grew out our following, you know, to really, really big. A lot of people started asking us to be admins of their groups as well. And we ended up having a bunch of best-selling authors knocking on our doors. And then we started working with Alex Mandozian, very famous internet marketer. We started training his team. And he was astounded by the stuff we were doing. He made a closed-door webinar for a whole bunch of people in his inner circle, including Joe Polish. Jack Canfield's team were on there, Chris Atwood, a whole bunch of other marketers, high-profile people. And from there, we went on to working with some pretty famous people, Yao Ming, the basketball player, John Assaraf, and a whole bunch of others, best-selling authors, Gay and Catherine Hendricks, and a whole sort of group of other people. Then we put this into the course, finally finished it, and put it into a step-by-step strategy, which we now call crowd conversion.
Okay, so you basically hit a ceiling, Robert, as far as Facebook is concerned, and then Ian kind of opened your eyes to certain strategies as far as getting past that ceiling once you start following what he said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I jump in just for a moment?
I mean, sure.
I'll just explain how I got started on Facebook. I basically came onto Facebook when John Reese invited his whole list.
That's your first time on Facebook?
I was on Facebook before then, but this was the first time I started taking Facebook seriously. So he just basically invited 5,000 marketers all to come and explore Facebook, and he went off on Ed Bell told John to go onto Twitter. So John Reese just left, and then I just banded together with a group of other people, and we started testing and exploring all the potentials that were available on Facebook. So when I met Robert, he didn't really understand how to leverage the viral nature of Facebook. So he was doing a lot of things the way Facebook tell you to do, which is to go and pay for advertising. But we'd been studying the free ways to leverage traffic using groups, using the news feed. And so when I plugged Robert into those techniques and strategies, he just, I mean, first of all, he nearly got himself banned because he didn't follow my instructions. he went straight for the sort of the really good stuff without sort of reading the disclaimers about the rules you should follow. But then when I said, hey, Robert, slow down, you need to do it this way, he just totally exploded his business. So.
Okay, so, I mean, I think you touched on it right there, Ian, when you said the viral nature of Facebook. So I'm taking it, and we're going to get into it a little bit when we start going through the, when I start grilling you guys. It's really about leveraging the viral nature of social media in order to get it, because if you can't tap into that, I'm assuming you're not going to go anywhere, even though it's social media, right?
Definitely not. Most people do this the wrong way, and the only thing that they tap into is ruining their reputation for life. That's what most people do. But if you do it in the right way, the results are astounding. And by the way, I'm like a self-confessed sort of total tech idiot with like, you know, a zero marketing background per se. And, you know, I'm a testimony and proof that if you do it the right way, then, and you follow those instructions, then it really is possible to do incredible things. Yeah, I tell you, the most amazing thing is our star student is a 60-year-old woman who's got no background as well. And sort of, she's a self-confessed, technically challenged person too. So she's a testimony. If you do things the right way, anyone can do it.
Okay. Now, one of the things that really struck me about you guys, Robert, is one of the things that you said you managed to garner about 350,000 followers on Facebook, and you did that in just a handful of niches. I think it was only two.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible, which really is incredible. And I think that's what, one, it attracted me to you because one of the things that I've shared with people who are taking these free traffic intensive webinars is that I was obviously doing this for a personal project. And I'm going to share that with the people on the call tonight and kind of take your input as far as what can be done with it and what I've already done with it based on what I've seen you guys teach, so that everybody on the call themselves, if you have a Facebook account, you can literally get started right off of this webinar and start tapping into the viral nature of Facebook. Well, why don't we talk about the social media revolution and why you guys believe that it's something that we should be, you know, every marketer should be tapping into. I know that, you know, you said something about social media is really sweeping the planet, and you're saying that it's the number one activity, even overtaking porn. So with that being said, from a marketing standpoint of view, I'm going to throw out something out there, and I want to get your feedback on what you think. If I was to tell you or ask you, is social media marketing dead as far as Facebook, Twitter, or any of these MySpace, what would you say to that?
I'd say it's just, never mind not dead, it's just beginning. I mean, right now, it's sort of started to emerge. I saw the power of it about a year ago. I started to really realize the enormous power of it, but most people just hadn't caught on. And now, you know, they did surveys recently, over 80% of marketers are now using social media to market their business. As I said before, that a lot of people are doing it horrendously wrong because they don't understand how to go and do it. But, you know, this is something which is, it's a shift in the way that we're communicating, and it's something that's, it's not going away. You know, people are now able to talk. And when I go and share my opinion or I share a piece of information, Facebook makes it so that, you know, the average person's got 130 friends on Facebook. So therefore, if I share my opinion about you, your products, and your services, it now gets spread instantaneously. Like if you have a conversation with me, no longer is it one way. You know, if somebody would email you in the past and you would take good care of them, basically if I love you and you make a big impact on me and you help me and you give me that extra bit of care and attention, Facebook now takes that. And this is word of mouth marketing. We have to understand that. It's
which
still
is the most
powerful form.
Which is exactly what you were going to say, which is the most powerful form of marketing.
So it starts to get interesting when you get a number of people involved in the conversation, and then that's the difference between me saying to you, you know, Gore, do you want to come out, you know, to, I don't know what, such and such event tonight, and you're like, maybe, versus you seeing me and Ian and A.M. Khan and, you know, all the people that you know in your circle suddenly speaking about this thing. It spreads virally, literally. If you know what you're doing, you can spread it to hundreds of thousands of people. And all of a sudden that you create that social proof, and it becomes the thing that everybody's talking about versus this one lone event or product or service that only one person's speaking about having had one interaction. It explodes virally, massively. I mean, it's important to understand one main thing. People are spending their time every single day on Facebook. Facebook has got, like, it's now 410 million users. 300 million of those guys are registered. The reason being is you can use elements of the fan page without being a registered user. That's 22% of the internet population are logging into Facebook every day, on average four times a day, with the average visit that's now gone up to 34 minutes. 34 minutes. That means that your target market is spending time in that place every single day. And if you're able to go and channel your message and put it in front of their face to the place that they're at, and you do it consistently in the right way, you're able to go and tap into an absolute avalanche of traffic.
You know, you said something, Robert, that really caught my attention when you were talking about the viral nature of Facebook, that, you know, people start talking with each other and social proofing, and pretty soon the word spreads. What you were saying almost sounds exactly like Jeff Walker's product launch or Frank Kern's mass control as far as the social proofing element is concerned. So it's the same philosophy that why some product launches are so successful when they do the social proofing, and why some people can be very, very successful on Facebook with the social proofing element. Am I correct to say that?
Absolutely. I mean, it's human nature. If you'd sort of take us back to, I don't know, if you want, our essence, you know, we weren't built to be sitting in offices in front of computer screens. We've spent thousands of years out there in the wild. Safety comes in numbers. If you include yourself in the pack, you're safe. If you exclude yourself from the pack, you're vulnerable to predators. I think that same psychology affects us and, you know, drives us in everything that we're doing. So, you know, Frank Kern, when he talks about the unified front, what's the reason why? It's because it's the thing everyone's talking about. So exactly in the same way, and this is like Frank Kern's stuff on steroids. And it's much more powerful because it's not affiliates who's telling everyone about it. It's your friends.
Ah, but here's Robert. The thing, Robert. Here's the scary thing, Robert and Ian, about this, okay? When you look at a Jeff Walker product launch or a Frank Kern mass control, it's the affiliates who are building the social proof. We agree?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Now, on social media and Facebook, it's not affiliates. So technically, this could actually turn against you if you did things incorrectly, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, on our launch, we were very lucky because people had already bought the product, they were already getting results, and then people were basically asking questions, oh, is this course any good, on our fan page. And the people who purchased the product were jumping in and saying, yeah, it's really great, you know, and supporting us. But if our product sucked, these people would be coming in saying, no, don't buy it, it's a load of rubbish.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens in social media. You have to be transparent, you have to have quality products, you have to give good customer service, and if you don't, social media will kill your business.
As opposed to doing a product launch and nobody hears about it until they go to a forum, which might be well after a launch and the person's made a lot of money. With social media, it's how do you say, the social proof is more real.
Yeah,
so
it's real time.
Some people might right now be listening thinking, oh, this is too scary, I don't want to get involved in that, you know, if people are talking about me. There's something very important that people should be aware of. Facebook has just gone and made changes now, so they're indexing our conversations. That means when people go to the search engines, they're able to go and type in product services, they're talking about us, okay, and they want to know what real people are thinking about us. And when they type that in, they're able to go now and search through real people's conversations and opinions about our business. It's not something that's like you can avoid. and it's going to force a transparency. I mean, we've got like an impeccable customer service level to the point of, you know, we go to extreme lengths, because I think over the next year, we're going to see a lot of people forced to clean up their act, or just simply completely forced out of the whole, you know, forced out of the whole space. You can't avoid it now, but the beauty is that at the same time, that's sort of the stick. You know, if we don't go and take this seriously, then we're in big trouble. Because at the end of the day, look, there was a survey done. It was done a little over a year ago by Forrester. And this was before any of this happened. And they found that 67% of people will go online and look you up, find out what people are saying about you, your products, and your services, real people. And that was before this change happened. And those statistics are going to go through the roof since Facebook have gone and made the changes. But the beauty is that if you make sure that you look after people, you make sure to look after your reputation, then you can go and drive those conversations in the right way. And if you know who to go and add on Facebook and you build out your network in the right way, you are going to be the person who's driving those conversations. And if you have somebody trying to go and talk you down, as long as you're ethical and coming from the right place, you will find that people that support you, that you've empowered their lives, will start attacking and silence those people really, really quickly. And it's an amazing thing to see. So that's, you know, a massive power there.
Well, one of the things we talked about is, like, obviously Web 1.0, and which probably was the time where it was the media corporations that decided what, you know, what content the public can watch and read. But those days are over with the coming of Facebook, MySpace. I don't know, what was the very first, I guess, Web 2.0 product? Was it service? Was it like Friendster or something, or MySpace?
MySpace was the first one, I think, to take the internet by a huge storm.
Which really opened
up. MySpace was responsible for the rise of YouTube. So, I mean, before MySpace, YouTube didn't really have any traction. It was only because MySpace allowed people to embed HTML and embed videos that suddenly YouTube went viral through MySpace. So all the social networks are basically building on each other. People migrated to Facebook because MySpace was spamming. MySpace became called SpamSpace. So Facebook is unique, but it protects its users in a way that other social networks haven't done. And that's what makes it so popular, because people aren't going to get totally bombarded with advertising all the time. Facebook are have a very clear direction of where they want to take the platform. They're much more focused on maintaining the user's experience rather than they've only just started to turn a profit rather than monetizing it. So they're focused on user experience.
They're following Google's philosophy then?
Yeah.
Let's not make money for the first couple of years. Let's build a good user base, and then we'll introduce the advertising, which they've done with their Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the public have become the media. I mean, you have social media sites like Dig, YouTube, Facebook, my blog log, Twitter, which is probably the next up-and-coming one that we've seen. And you guys honestly believe that this stuff is still in its infancy.
Yeah, I mean, most people haven't understood the impact. I don't think most people have, like, really woken up to what the implications of all of this is, that the public has been given a voice. That means that now we need to listen to the communities that we're serving more than ever before. And a lot of people haven't, you know, they haven't felt the impact. I've seen, you know, some people being driven out of their field, because so many people were unhappy with them and they started talking about it and they never had a voice before. And the flip side is we've seen, like, incredible, you know, people that just, the regular average Joe, suddenly become a social media, you know, celebrity, for want of a better word, because they're listening to what people want and giving it to them. So, but, you know, it really is in infancy. How long the technology hasn't really been around that long at all. I mean, the internet's only been around commercially for about 5,000 days. And Facebook has only really been embraced like this over the last couple of years.
Well, what's happening now at the moment is a lot of big brands are suddenly recognizing the power of Facebook. So they're sort of trying to jump in. And you notice there's a lot of sort of ad agencies sort of positioning themselves as sort of Facebook experts and social media experts, because the old forms of advertising just aren't working anymore. And so they'd realized, you know, when they saw the success of, you know, Barack Obama, how he did his political campaign, he totally leveraged social media in order to win the election. And now the major corporations and brands are recognizing that and taking it much more seriously.
Well, if you think about it, guys, and I mean, going back to the days where we were growing up, when we were young kids, if you wanted to be a celebrity, you literally had to get on a one-way ticket to Hollywood, to L.A., and, you know, I don't know, sleep on the streets for a few weeks until you finally got your big break. But if you think about it now, and I honestly believe this, and you kind of know what I'm attempting to do with my side project, you could literally take yourself or someone, and if you did it right, you could turn them into a celebrity.
Definitely. Facebook basically levels the playing field. There's no more. It levels the playing field on who you have access to, and it levels the playing field on how you can get distribution. It's based much more on quality, engagement, likability, rather than connections or being in the right locality. So now, before it used to be you have to be in Hollywood to be famous. You know, me and Robert have set up a healthy six-figure business, and we're living across the world, and we're serving most of our customers are living in America.
Well, I mean, even
the potential for international business is amazing.
Well, I mean, even if you look at YouTube, there's people who have channels there who have so many subscribers that they've now been given, or so many views on their videos that they've now been given reality TV shows, and just gone. I guess you'd say online back to offline, and become famous. So I mean, if you do it right, using all this social media, and I know you guys are specifically concentrated on Facebook, but it probably pretty much applies to any kind of social media. You could leverage yourself, your brand, or whatever you sell, and really develop a nice, healthy income on a monthly basis.
Definitely, no question.
Well, let's talk about some of these mind-boggling statistics. And I know when you sent these to me, Robert, this was probably a couple of weeks ago, and yet you've told me today that these have probably changed. But this is what I find really mind-boggling, where you say that every month on Facebook, more than 1 billion photos are uploaded and more than 2.5 million events are created. With that being said, obviously, some of these events are producing enormous revenues for the businesses. Now, for the people who are not familiar with what Facebook is, could you give the one-minute summary of what Facebook is? What does it mean by 2.5 million events have been created and photos been uploaded?
A friend of ours, a very, very talented guy, he simplified it the other day, David Bullock. How did you describe it, Ian? It was a very, I loved the way that he put it. What was it that he said? He said, basically, look, the videos, they've been around for a long time. Audio has been around for a long time. What's the difference now? People have been given the ability to share. It's as simple as that. They've been given the ability to go and share and voice their opinions. And it connects everybody together so that you're able to go and manage sort of like loose, like acquaintances, for want of a better word, as well as friends. So you're in touch the whole time with practically everybody in your network, and you know what's going on, and you know what they think. And people are able to go and share their views, and that's basically what it's gone and done.
Well, let me ask you about Facebook. Is it continuing to grow, or is everybody kind of like Facebooked out now, where it's kind of stagnating, or is it continuing to grow?
It's not just continuing to grow; it's exploding. I just realized, Ian, before I made the PowerPoint, when we made this one of the PowerPoints, I was going back to a PowerPoint that I'd made. I think it was about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And we'd gone to Alexa, and we'd seen the average visit on Facebook, and at that point it was 21 minutes, and now it's 34. The average, when we'd made that PowerPoint back then, the average amount of people joining a Facebook fan page every day was 8 million. This is only a few weeks ago. Now 8 million a day. Now it's 10 million a day. You know, the platform was at 250 million people just a few weeks ago. It's now got 300 million registered users and 410 million if you count the people who are using the fan pages and stuff without being registered. It is enormous. It's exploding.
If you imagine, you have to think about Facebook more like how mobile phones used to be. When the first people got mobile phones, having a mobile phone wasn't much use because most of your other friends didn't have one. At a certain point, when 50% of your friends had mobile phones and 50% didn't, then suddenly it was like, oh, I want to be able to communicate and arrange to meet much more easily. And if 90% of your friends had mobile phones and you were one of the 10% who didn't, you would be jumping to get a mobile phone. Facebook's the same way. It's the communication system that is forcing people to actually participate, because most people's whole social lives are based within and around Facebook, because they're using that as their contact management. They're using that to arrange meetings. They're using that to share their videos and their photos with their friends. And this is what makes Facebook so powerful, and this is why Facebook is probably going to stick around much longer than a lot of some of the other social media sites, because it has such an entrenched user base.
So you think it's going to continue to grow at this point, and it's something that if most people see all their friends on it, they're probably going to continue growing, because everybody's going to be like, well, if you got a mobile, I got to need a mobile. If you got a Facebook, I need a Facebook.
Yeah. I think it's going to grow, but I also think it's going to stabilize. I mean, I've noticed what Facebook have been doing, they've developed a certain strategy recently, which was to re-engage existing users by telling the users inside to go and connect with their friends who they haven't connected with for a while. So it's like they're recirculating the traffic within Facebook to sort of encourage people to participate within Facebook. So that, for me, is a sign that it's still growing rapidly, but Facebook are realizing that they need to keep the existing user base regularly coming back and regularly engaged, because that's what keeps the momentum going on Facebook.
No, one of the things that you guys talked to me about a week ago, and I mean, most of the stuff that you talked to me about literally went over my head. You said something about fan pages, because you had mentioned that with your own particular profile, you can only have up to 5,000 friends. And in my personal opinion, I think it's silly to go up there to your list and say, I want everybody to be my friend, because they're not your real friends, so that's not really your network. But you said that with a fan page, and my understanding was from what you told me is that you can create as many fan pages as you want, but you can create a fan page specific to your business or whatever you do, and that can have an unlimited number of followers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain
that? Basically, you've got two things on Facebook. Your personal profile, which is, as an individual, you have to create a profile, which is you as a person. On that profile, you can have up to 5,000 friends. And then Facebook allows you to have something called fan pages, which allows you to have unlimited number of friends or unlimited number of fans. So this is where you can promote your business, your brand, on Facebook as a separate entity. So it becomes its own persona, similar to a profile. It has the same access into the newsfeed. So people can fan your page, and then you can basically send them updates as many times a day as you want. I mean, we don't recommend doing more than sort of 3 or 4 times a day, because it can get a bit spammy, but it's basically like, if you've got an email list, you can only, how many times a week can you email your email list without getting unsubscribes? On Facebook, if you email your fan page, you don't get unsubscribes, your fan page grows, because people's friends see that they're interacting with your page, and they come and take a look and see what's happening. They'll come and join.
And that's the viral nature of it. I want everybody on this call to listen to that. But how do they know that? And I think it's important, Ian and Robert, you tell people how do they know that?
Facebook tell them.
Exactly.
Facebook take the information and they publish it in the newsfeed.
On everybody's, every single fan's profile.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing, that what Facebook's job is to basically tell your friends or everybody in your network about everything that you're doing. So here's the mad thing. There's two things which is enormously powerful. And like when we were on a seminar with Alex Mandozian, we were actually going and teaching this stuff. And when he heard this, he was just absolutely gobsmacked. He was floored. Squeeze pages, you know, something that most internet marketers are very familiar with. It's basically a landing page where you go and capture somebody's name and email address, and they give you their name and email address in exchange for something free. It could be a free webinar, it could be a free report, it could be a free video, whatever you like. This is a standard strategy used, you know, for years now. Okay, so they come and land on your website. Who else finds out that I've landed on your website? No one. If you're lucky, I might tell Ian, one of my other friends, and you know, the chances of Ian really going to that website, unless you've absolutely blown my mind away, is not very big. On Facebook, you're able to go and stick a landing page that basically looks like a normal website, and you can make that the place people land on your fan page. You can put HTML on there, you can make it look really nice, but what's the benefit here? The benefit here is when they become a fan of your page, Facebook basically, if I become a fan of your page, I've got thousands of friends, Facebook tells all of my friends. Now, the average person on Facebook now has 130 friends. It used to be the average was 120. So just in answering to your previous question, Facebook is just to show that it's growing. It's now 130 friends. So when somebody comes, instead of landing and giving their email address and name on your website, if you do it on your fan page, Facebook now tells that person all of their people in their network that they've joined your fan page. So first of all, that you get like a recommendation. And it's not, you know, you're not being pushy in any way whatsoever. And it's kind of like a passive endorsement. So I've come, I've joined your fan page, Gorha. And now Ian's going to see that I've joined your fan page. So I've given you my email address. I've joined your fan page. You're able to go and message me sort of three times a day and keep in regular communication with me. You've got 100% deliverability. You don't have to worry about open rates when it comes to email and stuff like that. And you're able to stay in constant contact with me. But here's the mad thing. I've joined your page. I've given you the email address. You can now email me. Your email rates start to increase. Your open rates start to increase. Everybody else is seeing them decrease. Why are they increasing? Because if you're giving me value every day, I start to get familiar with you. I know you. You've become a part of my life. The worst thing that we want is, you know, suddenly that our customers to feel like we've suddenly shown up in their lives. Human beings don't like that. You know, who do we open emails? The people that we're most familiar with. And if we made a positive impact, then, you know, we do wonders for the relationship that we have with those people. Now, not only that, if Ian now goes and sees, and he sees that I've joined your fan page, he's like, hey, what's this all about? Robert joined Gorha's fan page. Let's go and check this out. He then lands on your fan page. He goes and gives you his email address as well. He becomes a fan so you can start messaging him. Now, when I start posting on your fan page, Ian starts to see. When Ian starts posting on your fan page, I start to see. Now, AM Khan sees that we've both joined your fan page, says, hey, two of my friends have just gone joined Gorha's page. What's this all about? This must be interesting. He comes, gives you his email address, and now each time that we start having conversations, we start to build a community based around your products and services. And if you start adding value to us, we're going to go and create something for you which just explodes virally.
And that just got...
There's another thing you've missed, Robert, is if, say, I just became your friend a month later, after you'd already joined this fan page, and I go and click on your information tab on your Facebook profile, Facebook stick a link to your fan page on your information tab. So there's all these little free traffic avenues that can lead back into your sales funnel. So it's not just from the newsfeed, but if somebody fans your fan page, they're putting a badge on their personal profile that is a link back to your fan page.
So, I mean, you guys talked about something about, like, if Robert joins my fan page and then Ian joins my fan page and then everybody starts seeing that, they'll start joining my fan page. It's almost the element of social proofing. Is it possible, not that I'm like a dirty marketer or anything, but couldn't you arrange to have a bunch of people within a network to start joining a fan page to make it look like a ton of people are joining them?
Definitely. I mean, one of the things that we tell people to go and do is, if you've got an email list, fire it at your fan page straight away. What's the reason why? Because the more people, it's like, if you see just Ian join your fan page, it's one thing. If you see, you know, Ian, me, and AM Con, all three of us have gone and joined a fan page, it's going to obviously pique your interest far more. Now, when you see 50 people have gone and joined the fan page, it's like, whoa, what the hell is this? I've got to go check this out. And then there's a second thing that you can do as well. Facebook have introduced something called the fan box, which is a widget that you can basically stick on your website or on your blog, and it shows all of the content that you've shared on the fan page. It's like basically having the fan page on your blog, and it shows all the people as well that are fans. What's the benefit there? If I go and join your fan page, if I go to your website, okay, and I see an opt-in there, and I see, you know, name and email address, and I'm just thinking, well, maybe, I don't know, it looks a bit empty around here. Why should I trust? Who else is saying that this is good? Because this is one of the questions, unconsciously, that we're constantly asking. What's in it for me, and who else is saying that this is good? And when you see all of those fans there in that little box on the website or on the blog, you can also join and become a fan from the website or the blog, but it also gives you a sense, oh, there's other people around here. There's a community based around this. It's not some sort of empty restaurant type place. I remember when I was a kid and I used to work in the market stalls, and the guy who used to run the market stalls used to hire people to come and stand around the table because, you know, if other people were interested, then it would go and pique everybody else's interest. So you've got that extra advantage there as well.
Now, when you guys are talking about the fan pages, that pretty much goes to the slide that I'm talking about here. You're talking about engaging. And you've mentioned this many times, Robert, about starting a conversation first before you start the marketing. So you don't recommend that you create a fan page that revolves around, well, here's my marketing message, here's where I'm selling. It's more about getting an interaction first around, I guess, whatever your niche is.
I'll give you a model that I've seen that's worked really, really well. I definitely don't advise people straight away to go and start trying to sell anything to people directly, immediately on a fan page. What works really well is start by giving them something of value first. You give to them. They will like you for it. They'll love you for it. The best way to do it is video. I know there's some people out there that are very shy of video. The bottom line is that you can't escape it anymore. People want to see somebody's face. They want to know who they're going to be interacting with. And that's the best method that you can use. But if you give them value, the first thing that you go and give them a solution to their problems, give them a taste for something that's, you know, something good to come. A good sort of analogy for that is a friend of mine. I was just on a webinar this evening, and he said, you know, he goes to the shopping mall, and there's this, I think it was Chinese food, and they come out there and they give a taster to all the people there. And, you know, people just want to go and sit down and have a meal after that. So if you give people some really great content when they go and arrive on your fan page, especially something that's going to give them a solution to their problems, you're proving your worth, you're giving them value straight away, you're not asking anything from them. And what we've seen has worked really well is then, you know, inviting people to join a teleseminar or a webinar, and then that's a really great place that you can offer them your products or offer them your services, etc. Or, like, once you've built the trust, then you can go and send them off to a page, you know, a sales page or something afterwards. But if the main thrust of what you're doing is sales pitches the whole time, no one's going to like you. You know, wherever you are in life, no one's going to enjoy that.
Now, I'm getting a number of questions from people. They're curious now that you mentioned that you do have the ability to put an opt-in box right on your fan page.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's simply with what HTML coding, you can add HTML coding to your fan page.
It's stripped down a little bit. Sorry, go ahead.
You go to facebook.com/crowdconversion. If you're not a fan of your page, you'll see our landing page there. That's an example of a video option that we've got on our fan page.
Okay.
It's not straight HTML. It's called FBML, which stands for Facebook Markup Language. And they've basically stripped down a little bit of the HTML. There's a couple of things that you can't do, but for the most part, you can make it look like your regular web page. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, for the purposes of of the next section, Robert, what I'm going to start doing, guys, is I'm going to start grilling you on certain tactics. Now, I'm going to share with the people on the webinar the reason why I've recruited guys like Jeff Johnson, yourselves, and Mike Lieber, and a number of other guys who are going to be coming up. And we talked about this. It was this particular project right here that I'm going to show everybody. I have a website here. It's called AmusingFacts.com. Many of you who have been with me for a long time have heard of it and they know of it. This is a website that I am trying to monetize with. And what I have done is I've hired a young lady to do the daily video shows for me. So now I'm monetizing off of YouTube to also make more traffic come back to the website from the viral videos. And what we do here is we have different categories for different facts, and we obviously have an opt-in form right here. And the way I'm monetizing it right now is strictly on a CPM basis. So right now I'm just trying to build a list, build a following. And we had talked about this last week. And one of the things that we talked about obviously was a Facebook fan page, which I had never heard of until we talked about it. In fact, you had even looked at this website and you said this is something that has the potential to develop a huge following on Facebook because it's first of all the demographics is general in nature, and the content itself is entertainment related, as far as adding value to people who would consider following it. Now, for the purposes of the people on the webinar, I've just gone through the crowd conversion course. Must have been about 4 days ago, including with one of my staff members. And what we're trying to do is to start siphoning off of the traffic from Facebook onto the website. So Robert and Ian have already given me some suggestions, and I'm just going to basically take everybody through my fan page so that they can see some of the stuff we've implemented. Is that okay, Robert and Ian?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So here is, I'm in my Facebook account right now, and I'm going to go to my home. Now, with that being said, for everybody who's on the webinar and for everybody who's going to be watching the replay, please, please, please do not send me a Facebook invite, okay? I only have a handful of people in my Facebook account. I'm not one of those marketers who wants 5,000 people. Of people that they really don't know. It's strictly for me and people that I am connected with. So please don't send me a friend invite, because if I don't know who you are, 99.9% you are going to not, I'm not going to be accepting your invite. Robert and Ian, I can guarantee you a number of people are going to start searching your names. It's up to you whether you want to accept them or not. This is strictly for demonstration purposes. That's why I'm in my Facebook account. Now, if you go to, I think it was all the way to the bottom right here where this little bar is, you guys told me to click where it says ads and pages.
Yeah, if you want to get to your page, then yes.
And I'm going to click right there, and what that's going to do is it's going to take me to this screen right here, and on this left side right here is this thing called pages right here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I click on that, that takes me to the only page I probably have, which is for AmusingFacts.com. Now, had I had more than one page, what would have happened here, Robert?
You would have seen a whole list of all the pages that you're an admin of.
Okay. So you can see here we have now a total of 44 total fans. Now, I don't know why it says data last updated November the 17th. Does it not do it every day?
It does it every day, but it's got a time delay before it shows up. So it's not real-time reporting.
Okay, now this is the admin section of a fan page, and I just want people to see here. Now, here's where it gets interesting, right here, where it says send an update to fans. What does that do?
If you look on the bottom right corner of your fan page where it's got that red number 8.
Ah, right here
where
I have 8 of them.
So you can send messages to people through Facebook's internal email system. So fan pages are limited on how you can direct message people. So you can message people through, we'll show that in a moment, through the news feed, but this is a way that you can actually send people an update to their updates using that little envelope.
So it's basically a tab. They've got two tabs. One says inbox, yeah, which is basically similar to like an email inbox, and usually that gets pushed out to people's email too. So if I send you a direct message, Gora, that will go to your inbox, and it should also reach your email if you've got it on the default settings. But you can also, underneath that, there's got a little tab, and it says updates. A lot of people don't check that, unfortunately. But you can also go and send people messages to there. So there's two places, that little tab, and also to their news feed. So when they log into Facebook.com, they'll also see the stuff that's being shared from the page.
So if I had 5 million fans, I could send out an update to 5 million people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of dangerous?
It would be dangerous if you send a link in there and it sends traffic to your website. That would be very dangerous.
Okay. Promote with a fan box. I don't understand what that is.
Okay.
Remember I said before about that little widget so that you can have your all of the content that you're sharing from your page, so you can have basically like a little mini little box, if you like, on your website or your blog that shows all the fans, and it shows the content that you've shared and the opportunity to become a fan. I could become a fan from your blog or from your website.
Oh, this
and
is
I
great.
Highly recommend everybody to go and do that.
I just clicked on it, and this is what would appear if I was to put that right on my website or blog.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if they click, make it as big or small as you want.
And it puts out the last update on that page, and if they click here, they automatically become a fan then.
Yes.
If you look on the right-hand side, it scrolls. It puts all the content that's on your page.
Sorry, I go where? I keep scrolling
down.
You
go to scroll down. Yeah. This scrolls down. You can see all the contents there.
And then everybody can also see that so far we've managed to capture 44 fans, and they can see it's real people following, and that's where it adds kind of to the social proof.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's kind of neat. So I can take this and just stick it anywhere as an HTML code, I guess, it comes out.
Yes.
Yeah, just click on any of those where to add the widget. So if you want to put it on any on a website, or you just click on where it says other.
Okay, so now let's say somebody comes to my website, and let's say they have like 5,000 people in their Facebook account. If they click here, become a fan, that means on 5,000 newsfeed profiles, it'll say, for example, Shirley has now become a fan of AmusingFacts.com. Wow, that's
depends
the
on because of the way Facebook works, it's not necessarily you're going to hit all 5,000. Some people won't be actually following, watching you, or paying attention to their newsfeed, but you have the potential to hit 5,000 people.
And I'm seeing here, what's a page badge? Oh, okay, it's just how to hook up with them, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, just a cute link back to your fan page or back to your
widgets to home.
And then there's also, widgets to home. Okay, widgets home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gives you a list of different widgets. So you can actually get your fans, people who love your fan page, can put a fan badge on their own website. So not just can you promote your page in other places, you can get your fans to give you backlinks to your fan page.
And how do you encourage that?
Telling them how to do it. Educate them.
In a video?
I just wrote a blog post about it. That's my latest blog post, was telling people exactly how to do that.
Okay, that's interesting.
So you can make a little Camtasia video showing your fans how to do that.
Yeah, let me just backtrack here. Okay, I'm back to hold on one second. Okay, I'm back to my page here. What I'm going to do is I'm actually going to click on what people see when they go to the page. And that's actually just simply clicking on View Page here, right? Now, this is the page that we have so far. So you can clearly see we have 44 fans. If I wanted to see them all, everybody can see who they are, right? By simply scrolling down.
Yeah.
I have no idea who these people are, except for maybe two people who are my staff. But the thing here is, here's what you're talking about. This is what my graphic designer did. She actually embedded the AWeber form. so that we could do email and name capture right off the fan page. And you guys mentioned this, that it can be important, because at the beginning of the call you said that there's 3.1 or 2 million or 325 registered Facebook users, yet there's another 100 million who are not registered, but yet they visit fan pages.
Yeah.
So if they visit my fan page, do I have an opportunity to capture them on my my opt-in form?
If you go up to the top of the, if you just scroll up a little bit, you can actually define which tab people will land on. So if you just click where it says settings.
Right there.
Just underneath the share button. No, underneath the share button, there's another settings.
Oh,
just click
right
on
there.
That.
Oh.
And there,
okay.
You can basically define which tab you people will land on your fan page. So you can actually make a landing tab, which is a full HTML web page, which is the default landing tab for anybody who comes to land on your page.
Okay, so my graphic designer has set it as the welcome tab. So anybody who's not registered, what they will see is this welcome thing right here.
Yep.
And
yeah.
They'll see the email capture
their
right
email
there.
Straight away.
Okay.
Yeah.
For now, people who are wondering who this young girl is, this is the young girl that I've hired to do the daily video shows. What we do is we do a daily video show at the website. So that's what kind of perked my curiosity when I was talking to Robert and Ian earlier on about possibly building a celebrity from scratch. Taking somebody, branding them, not only so it becomes a brand for our website, but she becomes a household name. By using all this kind of social media, that's what we're hoping hoping to achieve here. Now that I've been kind of fooling around, guys, with your course and noticing something, this is something that really perked my curiosity, and I think this is where you're going to tell me the power of the fan page is. And it's this one right here where it says Insights. And I'm looking here, and it says one interaction this week. Now, if I click on here and I click on See All, you can see the demographics of who my fans are. And it says that so far one person has interacted on my page. So if I go back to the page and I try to find out who that person was, I should see it somewhere. And here it is. A person by the name of Crystal had posted on the 18th, great job. So now I'm assuming that anytime somebody interacts with my fan page, does it hit a news feed somewhere?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
If you're friends, if Ian and I are friends and we both become fans of your page, every time that I post on your page, it's probably going to hit Ian's news feed. I mean, look,
give an example, Robert. That's the easiest, probably. We go and join the fan page.
Before we go on, guys, wasn't this at 44 about 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Now it's at 46. So live.
We've got a bunch of listeners probably who've joined.
Oh,
have you actively tried to have you actively tried to promote this fan page, by the way, so far?
No, we haven't yet.
So it's just organically grown to that size already without you doing anything?
No,
basically.
But she's my graphic designer here. She might have told people. Andrea, who is the spokeswoman, might have told some people, and these could be from their networks. But that's the power of Facebook, right? It's about grabbing people from everybody's network.
Mm-hmm.
But once we start, like you said, blasting out to the list and maybe doing some other promotion, then this could really, snowball, right?
Oh,
yeah.
For sure. I mean, if you see some of the stuff that, you know, that we've done and our students have done as well, like I said before, like one of our students, she's like 60 plus, literally that she's grown out her fan page to like over 4,000 people, and just in the space of a couple of weeks, in a matter of days, she'd like grown it to over 1,000 people. We were just absolutely blown away. I mean, just to give you an idea of some stats, on average that we've seen that 88% of the people that will come and land on the page and become a fan will go and give their email address. And you get the ability to build out here a thriving community. And that's the most powerful thing. You know, so many people think it's about numbers, and I'm sure it's probably your experience too, Gorhard, that, you know, in our community, we probably know people who've got hundreds of thousands of people on their email lists. And our email list is way more responsive than some people that I know that have got 250,000 people on their list because of the fan page. That's one of the big reasons, because you're constantly staying in touch with these guys. You've got the relationship with them. You know, that's the bottom line. People don't understand. If you don't have that relationship, you're not going to get the response, and ultimately people are just not going to buy. So you can have a small fan page and a great thriving community, and that can bring you, you know, a really big amount of income.
Well, I've just done a shameless promotion, guys. I've put in the question and answer box this particular fan page. So if anybody wants to follow it, go ahead. There's a shameless plug there. I'm sorry, everybody, but I just had to. Now, this is really interesting, because somebody has also mentioned, and this is something that one of the things that I was curious about is, and I don't mean to throw people off on the webinar here, is that you have your profile, you have your fan pages, but somebody has also asked the question, and you guys mentioned this in your course, about a Facebook group. Now, we've set up a group and we've set up a fan page, but what's the difference?
There's disadvantages and advantages of groups and fan pages. First of all, fan pages is the only official place that Facebook allows you really to go and do your marketing. You're not allowed to go and do direct sales pitches from a Facebook group. The second thing is that a Facebook group, as I mentioned before, that you're able to go and message people directly into their Facebook inbox. So if you exceed your group to over 5,000 people, they take away your messaging privileges. Now, groups have disadvantages. You've got something called the live feed. You've got something called the news feed. The live feed is basically, I make a post, so it shows up in Ian's live feed. You make a post, it shows up, and it pushes my post down in Ian's live feed. AM Khan makes a post, and it pushes down both of our posts in Ian's live feed, and it moves in real time, and it moves quite fast. Versus the news feed, which is a digest of the stuff that Facebook basically thinks is important to you. So let's say that AM Khan made a post, and Ian and I both commented on his post. So because we're both friends of yours, it's going to think, you know, oh, that's probably important to Gorha, because two of Gorha's friends have basically had interaction on that thing, and it will put that in what's called your news feed. Now, from the experimenting that we've been doing over the last, you know, few weeks since they made these changes now, that definitely the fan pages are having a massive preference to showing up. And they're showing up, the posts from the fan pages are showing up in the news feed, which is where most people are probably looking. You know, that's probably where they're spending most of their time versus the live feed. So the live feed, if you post from a group, you have to catch the guy while he's on Facebook, which is, you know, the chances of that could be pretty slim. Versus if you post from the fan page and it goes into the news feed, that digest is going to stay there for them for when they go and log in on Facebook later and see, oh, what's the most important things of the day. So you can't put HTML into a group. You can put HTML into a fan page. You can't do shameless promotion on a group. You can do shameless promotion on the fan page. So, you know, each one's got its pluses and minuses, and we often recommend sort of doing strategies in tandem using groups and using fan pages.
Now, Jerry has posted something here. Is it just me, or does anyone think Facebook is complex? I got to hand it to anyone who can master Facebook. And I've replied, well, you guys apparently have mastered it. And that's why I recruited you guys on this call tonight to share as much as you can. But obviously there's no way in heck we're going to be able to cover everything over 90 minutes. And I'll talk about a little bit about their crowd conversion coming to the close to the end of this. But before I get into that, I want to keep drilling you guys here on, I mean, now I've kind of followed what you said as far as creating the fan page. We put the opt-in form. You talked about promos, such as the first thing is hitting your list and getting them to join. What other tactics do you recommend, or what other things did you use, Robert and Ian, in order to? I know, Robert, you mentioned you hit a glass ceiling. What was it that was able to take you past that glass ceiling and up?
When I started, I was very much doing sort of one-way promotion, and I just didn't understand how to engage people. I really didn't. And, you know, Ian showed me various strategies. I'll give you an example. One of the things, like we shared with Alex Mendozian, and we managed to get his stuff in the newsfeed consistently stuck there in thousands of people's newsfeeds for every single day for 3 weeks. And one of the primary reasons for doing that is because he did something which was, we said to him, go make some content that's engaging, okay, and ask a question that invites people to go and interact. You know, most people are just having a one-way conversation. I started doing it. And by the way, to the person who said that Facebook is complex, I'm shamelessly going to tell you that I'm one of the laziest people that Ian can testify to that I've ever met. I have absolutely no patience. I frustrate Ian to the utmost that I don't want to learn anything. And I just want, like, literally straight away, I want strategies that are going to work. I'm completely, I'll call myself like a tech idiot. And, you know, really, I didn't have any marketing background. I followed his strategies and I started getting massive results. I still frustrate the hell out of him. He still sends me off to go and read stuff. And all I want to do is hear him giving it to me, you know, the way that we put it into the course. But coming back to the question that you asked is engaging people and just saying, you know, what do you think about this? Or saying something which is going to be thought-provoking. You know, he was talking about abundance. What's people's opinions about what abundance is? And just asking the thought, you know, I want to know what you think. And, you know, do me a favor. If you like this, share this with your friend or someone that you think is going to benefit. And then you see conversations starting about this, you know, whatever it is that you're sharing. And that starts to get things going viral.
Well, and that's the thing I think you're talking about, and I'm kind of seeing it. What I want to do on this page is I want to be the puppet master. I want to create enough content and engage enough people that they carry on the conversation so that I can leave the room. Mm-hmm. And they continue exactly. to grow it. Yep. I'm assuming that's the key here.
100%.
The key is you have to hit a critical mass. So on a fan page, it varies between different niches, but we've found it's somewhere between 300 and 500 fans. Your fan page will just hit a critical mass. And if you put enough content in, the people will start to engage. It's more you just need to sort of give a little nudge now and again.
Okay.
So
that
means that you can just step back and the fan page will just go viral on its own. And as the fan page grows bigger and bigger, it will just grow organically without you doing anything.
Okay. Okay. Beautiful. Well, at this point, so for me, guys, for AmusingFacts.com, since we're starting in the initial phases here, I guess. The key here is to first grow these fans to, like you said, up to 300 to 500 people through, you know, mailing through my list. Some people have already suggested in the question and answer that you could send some PPC traffic or PPV traffic or even by Facebook ads. And you're saying it's mm-hmm. somewhere around the 300 to 500 range that you see that if you can start poking and pushing people and engaging them, then you can start reaching a critical mass where this could potentially explode.
Yeah, there's a number of strategies that we – sorry, go ahead.
So there's several ways you can start increasing fan base. The easiest that we teach is the first thing, is just to suggest to your own friends. So if you click where you see on the left-hand side, there's a button that says suggest to friends. So you can actually just suggest your own personal friends to come and join your fan page. And that will be the first way just to give it a kickstart.
Okay. Or even just simply sticking that widget that we saw,
yep.
that I wasn't aware
on
of, because the website itself probably gets
well, yeah.
about 6,000-7,000 people a day. So if I can start
wow.
siphoning them off of that into this and back to that, then it's
yep.
kind of like building a network kind of thing where they get updated right mm-hmm. within Facebook on everything that's happening at Facebook, everything that's happening at AmusingFacts.com right in Facebook.
Gore, probably one of the things a lot of people who are listening to this are thinking, oh, it's okay because Gore has got 6,000 people coming to his website. Who am I? I don't have any traffic like that. And one thing I'll tell them is, like I said before, you know, I come from a background where I was doing recruitment and I was a headhunter. I have very, very little patience, honestly. And I'm sort of like grateful for it. On one hand, it's helped me back in life, and in other ways, it's helped me to find great shortcuts. The biggest mistake often that we see people make is they try and go and add 5,000 people to their friends list immediately. And one of the things that we teach people is how to strategically add people as friends so that you can go and get your message in front of the masses fast. But first, you need to start off with quality, and as a result of that will come quantity. I'll give you an example. if I've got, you know, Ian, for example, he's got like 4,500 people in his personal friends list. I'm not talking about his fans or the members of his groups. They now extend into the over 1 million, like if you include the pages that we're admins of and other people's pages, etc. But he's got 4,000 friends, personal friends, in his immediate network. Now, if you go and add somebody like Ian as a friend, and he goes and joins your fan page, you're going to get that reach into a gigantic network versus trying to go and add one after the other, after the other, after the other. Now, if you add 10 people like him, all of a sudden you get this massive reach. You just need to know how to find those kind of people, and that's one of the things that we go and teach in the course. And that's how our students have been able to literally blow up their fan pages in such a short space of time.
And you show how to do all of this in crowd conversion?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We take people from scratch, and literally there's everything covered in there. Who to go and add into your personal network, how to go and grow a group very fast, and primarily the big thing, and this is the big difference that we teach to everybody else, how to go and monetize it, how to make this something which is going to be profitable and something that you can go and do. Our aim is that you can go and sit down, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day. You're on Facebook anyway, if you're like most people, and just go and spending that time strategically.
Which leads me to my next question. Somebody's asking, does this only work for people who have their own products?
No, you can do affiliate marketing. I started out and I didn't have a clue what I was going to sell. I just started selling other people's stuff. And at the end of the day, traffic is king. If you can drive traffic, if you can get a bunch of people who are interested in any product or service, as long as it's something that can be sold for a price, then you're able to go and sell other people's products and services. You can do affiliate marketing. You can go and use, you can go to sites like OfferVault, which tell you what are the highest converting and most popular popular things that, you know, people are buying. You can go and sign up and become an affiliate and sell other people's products.
Well, there's no way I would promote like an acai offer or an email submit offer.
No, that'd be like a that's not what I meant.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you do it in such a way, Robert, that you integrate it? Let's say, for example, you had a fan page on horseback riding, and you've developed a number of fans, maybe 3,000-4,000, and then you, in part of the content, you might integrate a review of a horseback riding course. And is that how you generate the sales, or do you blatantly say, hey, here's this product, blah, 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 blah?
No, it's ironic you ask that, because the lady that I mentioned who's over 60, that's actually the niche that she was marketing to was horseback riding. So she just built her fan page, and she was just very, very targeted about, you know, in the people that she went and added. She was methodical about it. She followed our instructions. Like, there's things that you need to know. For example, don't add more than 25 people a day or you're probably going to get banned. There's about 10 rules that you need to go and live within. But she was targeted there. She brought them to her fan page. She got them on her email list. And, you know, she was targeting a niche that, you know, not in a million years would anyone think you could make even money out of that. I was shocked when I saw this. But she was teaching people strategies if they've fallen off a horse or something and they, you know, they lost their confidence to get back on it, and she teaches people how. So she gives them some great sort of little freebies, short one-minute videos, etc. And then she brings them over to her website where she goes and she makes a sale. But, I mean, if she didn't have a product, she could very easily just go and send them over to an opt-in page somewhere else where somebody collects their name and their email address. And then from there, they will go and sell them a product, whatever it is. As I said, that's what I did, you know, at the very beginning when I got started, and I started straight away on a regular four-figure income every month just as a result of that.
So you've had great success with affiliate marketing.
Huge.
And the beauty of all of this is all free, right? It's not like you have to pay for any of this.
Yeah.
I paid to advertise my group and get it to, it was 400 or 500 people just to get the ball rolling. I wouldn't do that anymore. I don't need to do that anymore. I've learned from Ian how to do that using free traffic.
Okay, before I start asking you a couple more questions and actually taking questions from the audience on how they can make money off of Facebook, and I'm assuming here, I'm going to put everybody's hand down, just by a show of hands, Could people put up your hand and tell me if you do have a Facebook account? Please put up your hand. Okay. Come on, don't be shy. Yep, there goes all the hands. But there's still a number of people who don't have a Facebook account. So from a marketing standpoint of view, do you think it's like suicide not to have a Facebook account?
Well, considering 25% of all page views on the entire internet in the USA are on Facebook, I wouldn't say it's the world's greatest idea not to have a Facebook account and not to know what your customers think about you, your products, and your services, and what they're saying about you. So the answer to that
I just watched a great video that Jeff Johnson just released about his Facebook strategy, and he said that 60% of his list are on Facebook, and he realized he'd got to be on Facebook as well.
Now, just so I clarify for everybody here, your profile is not necessarily linked with your fan page. So if I did a fan page on naked mountain climbers fan page, and I didn't want people to know that I was doing that fan page, even though I'm the admin, my profile is not linked to that fan page, right? Even though it's created within my profile?
If you hadn't not
unless you become a fan of the page.
No.
Sorry, you guys were talking at the same time. What was the answer?
Only if you become a fan of that page will your friends know that you're in any way connected to it.
Oh, okay, so you could create that page of naked mountain climbers, but if you're not a fan, nobody would ever know that's you.
Correct.
Yeah, but if you start putting nude naked mountain climber photos on the page, Facebook would ban you. But you could link to your website if you wanted to.
Okay, and you can create as many fan pages as you want.
Yeah.
So like if I wanted to promote an affiliate product on massages, I could have a fan page for people who are interested in massage. If I wanted to do like candle making, I could have a fan page for candle making.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, awesome. Well, before I start taking questions from the audience, I know there's some people that probably have to go. So I wanted to talk about crowd conversion. Now, this is a course that you guys actually came out with that's not currently available on the market. You guys pulled it off probably about a month ago that takes people from A to Z as far as, I mean, because there's a ton of people here who are probably confused as hell because, when I first talked to you guys, everything you were saying literally went over my head. And, you said, sorry, that should say crowd conversion, not crown conversion. But you guys said, listen, you said go through the course. It's step by step. And literally I was really surprised because you guys give, you give the videos, the PDFs, the action plans. You actually even have a comment section for every single video that you created in the course. So that way you're kind of practicing what you preach as far as engaging the people who are already involved in the course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the comment section is some of the most valuable part of the training, actually.
Because that's where the questions come out, and that's where the real answers or things that you never thought about come out.
Definitely.
Because I'm being honest with you guys, and I'm sure for people who are not familiar with Facebook, because I never touched Facebook up until maybe about last December, because it's strictly as a marketing thing. I could care less about reuniting with the long-lost high school buddy who's... Knowing my friends, some of them are probably already in jail. But with that being said, I mean, for me, it was the marketing tool for AmusingFacts.com, and I'm so glad that I came across you guys because it looks like we're starting to get the ball rolling with the fan page, the opt-in page, and taking it to the next level. Now,
I'd really like just to congratulate you for what you've done because you've done a perfect textbook setup. You're basically poised now for launching.
Well, I hope so, and I hope so to come back to you guys and say, hey, listen, I have 75,000 fans on this fan page, and I've managed to get them to go to Amusing every day, and banners are flying, and we're making a ton of money. And that's what I hope to do with hopefully a follow-up webinar. Now, just for people who are interested in crowd conversion, it's 11 intensive modules, and their motto is build, grow, engage, promote, and obviously monetize. To make money. Like I said, it's got great videos, it's got PDFs and action plans, and if you go to crowdconversion.com/GoHer, the regular price for the entire course is $997. It's currently not available on the market, but they are offering a $650 discount if you use the promo code GOHER. And this promo code is limited to the first 50 people who do purchase it through this this special link, which is crowdconversion.com/GOHER.
GOHER, do you want to spell out GOHER in case anyone's listening on the phone and they're not on the webinar itself?
Sure, it's GAUHER. So for the people who purchase, obviously, the crowd conversion course, send me an email. Let me know, because I will send you the follow-up boot camp webinars that I promised for the people at the beginning of the webinar who purchased Mark's Affilio Blue or Affilio Rama for a dollar, that they'd also be getting it. If you purchase crowd conversion, you'll also get the boot camp webinars where I'm going to actually show you me implementing the stuff from crowd conversion to promote Amusing Facts and kind of the outcome, because I'm pretty excited in about 2 to 3 months to see the fan page and what kind of traffic that brings into AmusingFacts.com and monetization methods. Because, I mean, you look at something like AmusingFacts.com, I could literally create a product such as a board game revolving around trivia and Amusing Facts and actually launch it right on my fan page and make a ton of money from that, or even as an affiliate promote other trivia books or board games right on my fan page and make money from that. Let me just go back here. Now I'm going to leave this page up and I'm going to start taking questions from the audience, Robert, and we're going to start grilling you for some great Facebook techniques, but obviously there's a lot of people who are confused. I highly suggest that you do go through the crowd conversion course if you are confused, because it does take you from scratch. But with that being said, for the people who don't purchase the course, the first step obviously is that you have to have a Facebook account. So go to facebook.com and open up an account. I guess it's as simple as that, right, Robert? Just kind of follow the Facebook instructions, and that's actually the first step, is to create your own Facebook account, right?
One of the things I would say to anyone who wants to learn to use Facebook as a marketer, Facebook is the most viral and powerful tool that exists on the internet. And whether or not you buy a course or not, one thing that I seriously implore everybody, first of all, to go and learn about this stuff and how it can go and impact you and your business, whether you learn it from us or not, you need to know about this stuff. The second thing is, you're playing with nuclear power. There's rules to this. Like Ian said at the beginning, I nearly got myself banned. You know, I phoned up Ian and I was like, Ian, what's this big red warning? And he was like, Rob, stop what you're doing and stop now. He's like, why? He goes, leave your Facebook account for 48 hours, don't touch it, and let's sit down and we're going to learn the rules now. I don't care if you don't want to read this stuff and learn this stuff, you need to learn the rules. I was like, okay, I'm going to learn the rules. There's things that you're going to do that are going to get you banned. You can't afford to get banned from Facebook. You really, really can't. So you need to learn the rules before you start going and let loose on the world, because most people do get that wrong. One of the things I wanted to mention, in case anyone needs to drop off and they want to go and have a look at the webpage, the promo code that we've gone and done there so that you get the discount of like $650 is limited to the first 50 people. There's hundreds of people on this call now. So if anybody wants to go and take advantage of that, go to the website, crowdconversion.com/GOHER, and use the promo code GOHER. And if you want to be one of those first 50 people, I suggest that you go to the website and jump on that now.
And if you do that, make sure you send me an email at GOHER@paperclickformula.com so that you can get the follow-up bootcamp webinars. Because many of you are also going to go through the course but kind of be still scratching your head, and you're actually going to see me take some of the tactics and apply it with AmusingFacts.com. I've had one of my staff members go through the entire course. She came back to me and she said to me that she thought she knew what Facebook, she knew Facebook, but after taking the course, she said she's literally blown away. I got a question here from Gary, guys. He's asking, do you when you create a Facebook account, do you create it as an individual or as a business?
Individual, you're not allowed to go and create a personal account as a business. It's not allowed to do that.
Not 100% true, but if you're a business, you can create an account, but you can't create a personal profile. The minute you create a personal profile, then you can only have one personal profile.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
And you can't have multiple Facebook accounts?
No, you get banned.
You get banned if you open two accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, really?
That's the kind of thing that, I mean, you need to learn. People need to learn, you know, the do's and don'ts.
I'd just like to point something out. Facebook are very, very Facebook's had a lot of trouble with spammers, a lot of trouble with people, because there's so much traffic available, it's very attractive to people who are using questionable traffic methods. So Facebook are very, very vigilant, and they shoot first and don't ask any questions. So they've got all different spam algorithms that are tracking people's behavior, and if you do anything that is they consider to be not normal, they'll give you a warning, and if you ignore that warning, they'll suspend your account. And they don't care if you're a big guru or if you're a nobody, they'll just suspend everybody.
Can you delete an account and start over?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can do that. Okay. Somebody's asking here, I have a list for family and one for business contacts. What's the difference between this and a fan page?
Your list is on your... Your lists are on your personal profile. So these are how you segregate your friends. So on the... So you can basically keep your personal friends and your business contacts in a separate way. This is completely different to a fan page. A fan page is something you create. It's an entity that you create for your business or your brand.
Can I create a Facebook... If I don't have a Facebook account, let's say I wanted to... Let's say, guys, I write romance novels of, I don't know, naked mountain climbers, okay? And I didn't want to use the name Gohar Chaudhary. Can I use a pseudonym? Can I create a Facebook account with a pseudonym? Or can they find out?
People do, but it's against their terms of service. So I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend opening the fan page in your name and then opening a Facebook account in your real name and then creating a fan page in your pen name.
Okay. Here's a great question. Does Facebook fan page transfer SEO link juice to your target website or just increase untargeted traffic? Thanks. Do Facebook fan pages get indexed by Google or Yahoo or MSN?
Yes, they do, and there's ways and techniques that you can use to get followed. Like basically, on your personal info page, you can put live links straight to your website, but those are no-follow links. But on Facebook fan pages, on FBML tabs, you can have a full follow link back to your website, which passes the page rank of Facebook back to your website. And also when you use Facebook Notes, and you can import RSS feeds. And so any links that you embed in those posts will be full follow links back to your website. So it's very, very powerful for SEO.
Lee is asking, can you add a CPA offer HTML to your fan page? And I'm assuming the answer is yes, because if you can add an opt-in box, can you literally stick a CPA banner on your fan page, even though I don't think it's a good idea? But
you can, as long as it's within Facebook's terms and conditions. So Facebook don't like any get-rich-quick schemes. They don't like any dating stuff. So they've got certain things that are against their terms. They don't like any gambling things. So if you fall within their terms and conditions, you can put that on your fan page.
Somebody's asking, what link do you click to create the fan page? Is that and that's assuming you scroll to the bottom where there's a little like toolbar where it says...
Scroll to the bottom and you can either click where it says ads and pages on the left-hand side or you can click where it says advertising.
And everybody has access to
scroll to the bottom of the fan page, there's a link that says advertising. And then you click on pages.
One thing the thing is anyone can go and open a fan page. It's just like anyone can go and create a website. But you need to understand the strategy in order to go and make this a place which is going to thrive and attract traffic.
I'm still working in marketing using Facebook part-time. How do I prevent my employer from finding out my part-time business? Don't do it in front of them.
Then become a fan of your fan page.
Yeah. How many business fan pages can you create? I think you answered this, unlimited, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Normally Facebook have a cap, you know, for the number of... I think it's... To be honest, I don't honestly know. I think it might be under 1,000 or under 500. You can join 300 groups. They've got different limits on it. I'm not 100% sure what it is, but you can create, you know, hundreds and hundreds of fan pages, definitely.
Somebody's asking a good question. Is this easier than doing all this natural SEO stuff, article writing, blogging?
Personally, I found it very easy. You can pull your. I mean, I would definitely say that if you're going to use Facebook effectively, that blogging is better to do in combination with your Facebook fan page. So it's like you taking your content and plugging your existing, you know, if you're writing a blog, plug your existing blog post into Facebook. So you're basically syndicating your content within Facebook. That's where it becomes really powerful. This is what I did with my blog when Robert sort of killed my blogging. I was basically feeding my blog post into Facebook and then siphoning traffic from Facebook back to my blog. And then, you know, promoting affiliate offers through my blog posts.
It's important to understand about blogs as well. It's like, who's going to see your blog when your blog is, you know, if it's not on a social media website, if you're not pulling it in, it's only people who go to your blog. It's important to understand, if you pull it into your fan page, you're going to push it out to everybody where they're at. They're not coming to your blog 4 times a day and spending 34 minutes there, but they are going to Facebook 4 times a day, and they're spending 34 minutes on Facebook. So if you pull your blog in, you're going to get that massive viral reach. And when people start to comment on Facebook, that's the kind of thing that starts to go viral. Instead of on your blog, if they make a comment, the only person who's going to see that comment is the guy who comes afterwards, and you. And it's your blog, and it's going to help
just
you.
Just as an example, when I was posting blog posts, you know, I started a blog, and I had absolutely no traffic. Nobody knew who I was. I was getting, you know, 3 or 4 comments on the blog and like 30 to 40 comments on Facebook on every post. So it's just showing you the difference of where people will engage with you.
Okay. Got a quick question here. Somebody's asking, do I get all the bonuses that are listed on the crowd conversion sales page also?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got some pretty amazing bonuses on that. We've got a really amazing book on how to go master Twitter on there by a real Twitter master, not like one of the fake gurus out there who's trying to claim that he's, you know, I don't know what. I'm Sean Malarkey. He's blown me away by some of the stuff that he's going to talk me on Twitter. So there's a book on there, how to master it. There's a video marketing course by Jeff Schwert, which is like hours and hours on how to go and make viral video marketing using social media. How to write copy, how to write words that sell by one of the world's best copywriters, Tina Lorenz. She teaches for John Colton. She's part of Frank Kern's mastermind, and a whole bunch of other bonuses on there too that come with the course, absolutely. By the other thing that we didn't mention is that people get a month to go and test drive the course, and if they're not amazed and thrilled to bits with it, send us an email and we'll give them a full refund.
Here's a great question from Rick, and I think I know the answer to this, but I want everybody to hear it. My main business is providing residential security nationwide to homeowners. Do these gentlemen feel that I could use Facebook effectively to promote home security if I provide free valuable content about protecting your home for little or no cost and other home and family safety content? Can somebody in a niche like that tap into the viral power of Facebook?
If people are actually interested in that niche and people are actually searching, then yes. The thing that we teach right from the beginning is start with target market and keywords. So basically go to Google, see if people are actually looking for that. If you're in a niche where nobody's looking for it, it's not likely that people are going to come looking for you on Facebook, and it's not likely that you'll be very successful. So we always teach people to start with keywords and start with understanding your target market and go into a market where you know that people are actually going to be interested in what you're going to be selling.
Can I tell you, I had an idea based on that question that the guy asked. Number one, I don't know what it's like in the US, but I do know what it's like in the UK, and that's one of the fastest growing businesses is for home security. And one of the things that you could share from the fan page, which is definitely going to be news for a person's friends, if they've got friends that live in that near vicinity, is sharing information about crimes and break-ins and that kind of stuff. It's a sad fact, but we sort of love bad news, which is why the news doesn't sell good news all the time. They sell bad news. And if you're sharing stuff about crimes and things that are going on, people are naturally, it's going to pique their friends' curiosity. Like if I live in a certain area and crimes are going on, I'm going to continuously share that with all my friends, no question about it, because it's pretty striking information. Now, based on that, you know, it's human nature as well. When we get our fears up, we tend to act on them. And if you start showing information, and don't do it in a hardcore salesy way, but you can start showing how, you know, implementing various different pieces of security has helped people, and you can start, you know, showing that and how people are doing that, I think that could be a powerful strategy. Again, but you need to go and do the keyword research that Ian mentioned.
Great. Well, Robert, Ian, I want to thank you guys for being on the call tonight. I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. I learned a lot about Facebook tonight, and I'm hoping everybody learned a lot about Facebook tonight and the free traffic strategies. With that being said, I guess a quick action plan is, number one, have a Facebook account. Number two, go scroll down to the bottom where it says ads and pages, and that's where you can actually create a fan page. Obviously, you want to have a strategy in mind. You want to have some content that you're going to be placing on that fan page. With that being said, with what Robert and Ian has shared with us tonight, if you already have a list, drive it to your fan page. And some people even mentioned in the question box that if you even buy the traffic, even right on Facebook or PPC, Bing, Google, and drive it to your fan page, it makes a lot more sense to use fan pages from a marketing perspective and simply use your profiles really for your real friends and family. So you don't have 5,000 people on your profile. You have the 40, 50 close friends so that you can see what's going on in their network, and then have all your clients and customers on your fan page. So that you can communicate to them via that. And once you start promoting your fan page, that should help at least in some ways propel your business. And like Robert and Ian said, you generally need anywhere from about 300 to 500 people on your fan page to start reaching that critical mass. With that being said, you definitely have to engage them. You have to get them to start interacting with each other and you right on that fan page. And Facebook does have a little box on the left-hand side that tells you the statistics on the interaction and engagement, because anytime you get a lot of people engaging and interacting right on your Facebook fan page, guess what? You're going to end up in their news feeds and a ton of other people's news feeds, which means that more people are going to gravitate back towards your page, and that's really where I see as one of the viral aspects of Facebook. Crowd conversion goes much, much more into detail. It talks about list segmentation, getting into groups, effective promotion, so you do reach that critical mass to get that viral network. I'm extremely excited to start applying this, especially what I've learned from Jeff Johnson, what I've learned from Mike Liebner, now what I've learned from Ian and Robert tonight. The next step for me is to now recruit a specialist as far as videos are and video marketing is concerned on YouTube. I think I know who I have in mind. I will keep you updated via my list on who I'm going to have on that call so that we can learn how to monetize with that. With that being said, like I mentioned, Jeff Johnson launches tomorrow his Underground Training Lab. Watch for an email from me with my bonuses. Crowd conversion is open today. It's limited to the first 50 people. Right now this program is closed, and it's only open for the people who are on this webinar tonight. So definitely get in. The $650 discount only applies to the first 50 people who do go through that code. And by the time I put this replay up, which will be in the next 4 or 5 days, I guarantee you that will be already gone just by seeing what's happened in the last few webinars. Robert, Ian, thank you so much. We will definitely hook up later in the week or maybe even next week so that we can talk a little bit more about crowd conversion tactics and how I can apply it to my own business. But thank you so much for the wealth of information that you guys shared tonight.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Gordo. Thank you.
All right, everybody, take care, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.